This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. While the echidna is considered a mammal because it's warm-blooded, has hair on its body, and produces milk for its young, this large hedgehog-like creature is in a class of its own, or very nearly. Echidnas are monotremes. That means they're mammals that lay eggs. For that reason, they're named after mythological monsters. In Greek mythology, echidna was a half-woman, half-snake creature, perceived to have qualities of both mammals and reptiles. There are only 5 species of monotremes in the world, 4 species of echidnas, plus the duck-billed platypus. The echidna also has its own distinct look. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke via email with Rick Schwartz, San Diego Zoo Global Ambassador. He said, "The body of a short-beaked echidna has dark fur almost completely hidden by a covering of hollow, barbless quills called spines on its back and sides, while long-beaked echidnas have little fur and more visible spines. The beige and black spines on all echidna species are about 2 inches or 5 centimeters long and help camouflage the echidna in the brush. They have very short legs, ideal for digging. Echidnas have a tiny face with small eyes and long or short noses, sometimes called beaks. Their body is quite stocky, measuring from 15 to 30 inches long, that's 35 to 75 centimeters, and weighing from 5 to 20 pounds, that's 2 to 20 kilos. With those spines, they do look a bit like a hedgehog or a porcupine, mixed with an anteater, but they aren't closely related to any of the above. The spines are made of keratin, like our hair and fingernails, and are a defensive measure against predators. If they can't run or hide, they can curl up into a spiny ball. They're found throughout Australia, Tasmania, and New Guinea, from the highlands to the deserts to the forests. Echidnas eat ants, grubs, and termites, so digging for food is key. Areas with loose topsoil are ideal, though they can plow through hard-packed dirt as well. And they also take advantage of a very strong sense of smell to locate their food underground or beneath wood or leaf litter. And they also have a sixth sense that's most often associated with sharks, electroreception. As specialized cells in their faces are sensitive to the electromagnetic signals that living things make when they move around. They're the only land mammals that have this sense. However, what they don't have is teeth. Instead, they use their sticky, long, slender tongue to catch their food. But they do chew, in a way. Schwartz said, "Hard pads at the base of the tongue and on the roof of its mouth grind food into a paste for swallowing." Echidnas have the lowest body temperature of any mammal, around 89.6 Fahrenheit, that's 32 Celsius. Schwartz explained, "Their long lifespans, up to 50 years in managed settings, are due to their low body temperature and slow metabolism." Echidna breeding season is during July and August, winter in Australia, and their courtship rituals are complex. Schwartz said, "Male echidnas often line up behind a female, nose to tail, forming long trains up to 10 echidnas long. When the female is finally ready to mate, the males dig a trench in the ground around her. The males compete for mating honors by pushing each other out of the trench. The last one remaining gets to mate with the female." Female echidnas have a two-branched reproductive tract, and male echidnas have a four-headed penis to match. Schwartz explained, "During sex, two of the heads shut down while the other two grow bigger. Echidnas alternate which heads they use when mating with different partners to improve their chances of becoming a father." An adult female echidna usually lays a single leathery egg once a year. Schwartz said, "She rolls the newly laid egg, about the size of a grape, into a deep pocket or pouch on her belly to keep it safe. 10 days later, the baby echidna, called a puggle, hatches. It weighs only about half as much as a miniature marshmallow. And the puggle uses its tiny see-through claws to grip the special hairs within the mother's pouch. The mother does not have nipples the way other mammals do. Instead, the little puggle laps up milk that the mother's body secretes from special glands in her pouch." He continued, "Fortunately for the mother, the puggle does not yet have spines sticking out. It remains in the pouch until its spines begin to break through its skin at about 53 days. Then the mother puts the puggle into a burrow, where she returns to feed it every 5 to 10 days, until it's big enough to go out on its own at about 7 months old." Today's episode is based on the article, "The Echidna is One of the World's Strangest Mammals," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Wendy Bowman. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.